We're going to do something a little bit unusual tonight. We have a bit of a bittersweet evening here where we're going to spend some time honoring somebody who has contributed so much to our school district. So I'm going to skip over item B and go to item C, recognitions and resolutions of commendation, and I'm going to start with Commissioner Mendoza-McDonald.
Thank you, President Haney. So, Richard, this is your last evening with us as in our board meetings, and so we wanted to just take a moment to thank you and to honor you for all of your amazing work. On behalf of the mayor, he asked me to represent him tonight and to just wish you the very best. I know you're going to see him next week, but he wanted to just do another proclamation on your behalf. And I was looking at the clock because you still do have time to have free parking. And but I think it is noteworthy to be able to read some of the proclamations because the impact that you've had for on the school district has been tremendous. And I know that he really appreciates the partnership that the two of you have had over the last several years. And, you know, we get a lot of visits from a lot of cities with a lot of mayors asking how partnerships like yours and Mary Lee's get developed. And a lot of that has to do with trust and the belief that you as the education leader knows what's best for the district. And he's been following your lead in so many of the initiatives that we've been doing together. And for that, he's just very grateful. So tonight's proclamation is from the City and County of San Francisco, and we want to honor you, Richard, for your 7 years of serving as our deputy superintendent and then as our superintendent since September, up until September of 2016. Your dedication and commitment to our city's public schools has effectively increased SFUSD's high school graduation rate by 7.7% since 2009 and drastically decreased suspensions by more than 50% since 2012. And where Superintendent Carranza's established SFUSD's Vision 2025, an ambitious plan to ensure that our city's public school students graduate with the skills and knowledge to succeed in post-secondary education, enter the future workforce ready, and ultimately be productive and thriving members of society. And where Superintendent Carranza championed the renewal of the Public Education Enrichment Fund and Children's Fund, Prop C, to provide critical funding for early education, wellness centers, and educational enrichment and family services through 2041. And whereas Superintendent Carranza was founding co-chair for the newly created Our Children, Our Families Council, a voter-approved and citywide collaboration of city education, business, and community leaders to develop, implement, and institutionalize a shared policy agenda for all children, youth, and families in San Francisco. And whereas he cultivated a strong and impactful partnership with the city, philanthropic, community, and local business leaders to empower our young people and support our educators through innovative initiatives such as the Mayor's Middle Grades STEM Leadership Initiative, Kinder to College, the Mayor's Youth Jobs Plus, Circle the Schools, STEM Talent Pathway, and My Brother and Sister's Keeper Initiative. And where Superintendent Carranza will always be proudly and fondly known as SFUSD's first mariachi singing superintendent, and the City and County of San Francisco wholeheartedly appreciates him for being a true advocate and dedicated supporter of our city's 58,000 public school students and their families. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Edwin M. Lee, the mayor of the City and County of San Francisco, in wishing him all the best in his future endeavors as superintendent of Houston Independent School District, does hereby proclaim August 23rd, 2016, Superintendent Richard Carranza Day in San Francisco. Congratulations, Richard. You're going to be deeply missed.
Deputy Superintendent Lee.
Yes, thank you, President Haney, and thank you, commissioners, for letting us shoehorn our way into the presentation a little bit. We know this is your meeting, but we did want to say a little bit to honor Superintendent Carranza as well. So Deputy Superintendent Guerrero and I, on behalf of all of our colleagues on the staff, brought a little something, and we wanted to take our turn to thank and celebrate our leader for the past 4 years and really a wonderful colleague for the past 7 years. So Superintendent Carranza has been, it's really hard to believe that this is the last time that we're going to be in this room together, and we're going to try to spare the emotional quotient for tonight, because we worked you over pretty good Friday night, I think, Superintendent. But we do find it hard to believe that this is the last time that we'll be together in this particular chamber. We know that the Houston Independent School District has its board meetings during the day. So when you are finished with your meetings in the cushy daytime, you can tune into SFGov TV and watch us going into the wee hours in the Pacific time zone. And on behalf of all of the staff, we wanted to make a special presentation of a little token of our appreciation.
Any successful organization is really clear about what it stands for. These core values are what guide policies, practices, our goals, what we're striving for. This past spring, members of the broader district and community, educators, support staff, school leaders, central office leaders came together over several sessions to try to define and come to consensus around what our own core values are. And we wanted to make sure that as you go off to take on challenges in a new setting, that you be reminded on behalf of your team here that these are values we know you already possess, that you're going to bring to a new community, and to feel confident that these are core values that are going to continue to guide our work here. So we have for you a little signed memento, a frame of our core values: student-centered, fearless, united, social justice, and diversity-driven. These are our core values, and you have on there many of our leaders' signatures to remind you.
From comments from the board. Commissioner Norton.
So I just want to thank you, Richard, for all of your years here. You know, your first year as superintendent was my first year as board president, so we supported each other very much that year. I really am so grateful to you, particularly for your championing of our students with disabilities and the leadership that you provided for us on that issue. And I wish you well, and will always be your friend. So thank you.
Yeah. Personally, thank you, Richard, for your service here. You know, this is a superintendent that when he taught in Tucson and wasn't allowed to teach Mexican-American studies, that he instituted ethnic studies in every single one of our high schools. This is the boldness. This is the leader of equity. And I think we always knew that perhaps you may move on, but that we knew that you were going to be a larger a big part of public education, I think, for the nation. And, you know, I always say that in San Francisco, we do things first, and then people think we're a little crazy, and then they follow because we're right. And so I think Richard is going to lead the way, as we lead the way in the nation, around equity-focused education for our children. Richard, I know that Houston, you might have some ups and downs there. It is not San Francisco. Mm-hmm. But I think as someone who knows you pretty well as a leader, I think you're going to be just fine. And you will open some eyes there and hopefully some hearts, as you have done here. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you. Commissioner Morassi.
I want to echo the thanks from my colleagues for really amazing tenure here at the school district. Through the Vision 2025, you have set us on a very productive path, so we know exactly where we're headed in the near term and even in the long term. And I want to thank you also for really creating a renaissance in our school district so that folks who had a very low opinion of our district perhaps have really come to know it as one of the top performing urban school districts in the state. Thanks to your leadership and to that of your team, we have really enjoyed a wonderful period so far of a lot of goodwill, some unprecedented relationships with different segments of the community, including the private sector, the city, all because of your leadership. So I'm not going to say goodbye. I'm going to say see you soon, because I know that you've left your heart here and you will be back at some point. Thank you.
Commissioner Meadows-McDonough.
Great. Thank you. So, Richard, I've had the privilege of sitting in a very unique position of not only being a parent in our public schools, but as the mayor's advisor and as a colleague of many of these wonderful people that have been supporting the work that you've been leading. And it's been such a pleasure to be able to come into a district being led by someone who has been as courageous as you have been, and I just really want to thank you for that. The areas that I've been really focused on, you've always been very supportive, whether it was the innovation components and the computer science, or it was the early ed or the college and career, all of the real estate ideas that we've had. And then the development office, which I think has just been tremendous. And people have invested in us because of our leadership. And not only the board members, but because of you and because of the deep bench that we really have, I think, in the school district. And so, you know, you've fostered those relationships. You've guided the staff to be strong leaders. And as you transition out, you know, I have the utmost confidence in our staff to carry us out until we find your replacement. We are very, very lucky to have had you for so long. And I, you know, having lived in Texas for 6 years, I hope that you have a pool and air conditioning and that your skin gets a little thicker, because there's going to be things that you don't hear here that you'll hear there. You know, we had this very odd interaction with the trustees from Houston Public Schools. You know, we had to kind of pass the baton and talk a lot about what we've been doing in our district, which we're all really proud of, but also made you look really great, which sucked because, you know, then they hired you. But we couldn't help ourselves, because we really are really proud of the work that you've done. And then just on a personal note, you've always been a true friend. We've had, you know, moments where we've been able to talk about a variety of different things. I think all of us feel like, you know, we're your favorite child. You've been very fair with all of us, and I think that means a lot. But the most important thing that I think you've ever done, you know, with me and for me, is when my husband came and proposed to me, and you kept a very big secret around that, and allowed for that time to happen, because this is a place that's really important for me, but it's important because of the people that come into the boardroom. So we wish you the best of luck, and we'll love you and we miss you.
Commissioner Wins.
Thank you very much. Excuse me. Thank you very much. I want to say first that I'm very, very sorry that I'm not able to be there this evening on this really important and special night for you, Richard, and for the district. And it's only a true family emergency that keeps me away. So I want to give you my sincerest thanks for the time and the leadership that you have given to our district. You are the first superintendent that I have worked with who has not been a superintendent before he came to San Francisco. And I think it's an important thing to note that has been our pattern in San Francisco, that we've hired experienced superintendents from other urban school districts around the country. And so this was a departure for us, and I think it was really a good one. And I really appreciate that the whole board was willing to take a chance on doing that, and that you were willing to serve San Francisco in your first superintendency. Now, I do want to say this. I think that all of the things that are being mentioned here tonight are really important. I so appreciate your leadership on so many of these issues. But truly, the relationship that you have nurtured and developed and actually have inspired and provided the leadership to really flourish that we have had with the community outside the school district is something unique and extraordinarily important to the future of the San Francisco Unified School District. So I want to give you the highest praise for the work that you've done in community leadership, and also that includes the work that you've done with our city partners, with the extraordinarily demanding huge number of community-based organizations that both we and our community expect our superintendent to develop and keep positive relationships with. And this is something that is much more demanding in San Francisco than anywhere else, in my opinion. And I think you've done a stellar job in that area. In fact, I think it is the most outstanding work that you have done and the most important to us in the future. And the last thing I absolutely have to mention is that I think that the ability that you've had to clearly articulate to the internal and external audiences that we have our collective commitment to the equity agenda, that we have made true progress in everybody being together on pursuing what we are committed to, which is that all children will have what they need to succeed. Those are difficult things to do, so I just want to be clear that I wish you all the best in the future. I don't have to say goodbye to you. I'm going to see you in 2 months at the Council of Great City Schools meeting, and I look forward to our professional relationship continuing in the future, and I thank you very much for everything that you've done for us, and I wish you only the best. Thank you.
Vice President Walton.
Thank you, President Haney. I'm going to keep this short and succinct, but I do want to say that you could have chosen to focus on the population in our schools with the highest numbers of students. You could have chosen to focus only on the schools and the students that are doing well in our district, but you chose to focus on the students and populations who need us the most, and for that, I want to say thank you. I also want to say thank you for putting up with all of us, as I know that is not always easy. So as you descend below the Mason-Dixon line, remember us and the work that you've done in San Francisco as we continue to build off of your focus on equity for our students. Houston is lucky to have you, and as we said before, we will remain focused, innovative, and strong. Thank you.
So I guess just like Vice President Walton, you're the only superintendent that I've ever had the privilege of working with. So I don't really know what it's like to work with anyone else. I don't know. This is a difficult time for our board. We're incredibly thankful and proud of what you've done here. I've been able to sit next to you as Vice President or as President for this year and learn from you and see your leadership firsthand. But I think more than anything, when we think about our superintendent, we think about the person who is the embodiment of who we are as a school district, who everyone can look to and say, whether it's our core values, whether it's our vision, whether it's our every conversation that we have in this board chambers, that you are the person who lives it, that they look to you and say, I could disagree with him. Sometimes, there's a policy that we see things differently, but I know more than anything that he cares, and I know that he's fighting for every single kid. And so it's hard to think about losing you, because you've been that for so long for us in this school district. And I want to say that This is a very difficult job that you do. Many boards have very contentious relationships with their superintendent, have a superintendent who works with some, but not with others. The way that you've worked with us and collaborated with us, I think, has just been extraordinary. And I think it's a model for what a school district, any school district, and Houston is lucky to have you, any school district should strive towards. And I think you've made that a priority. You know, the vision of what education can be in San Francisco and the fact that we're all in this together has been so much of what has driven you, and now there's no turning back. I think San Francisco has so much incredible potential when we work together, when the city's involved, when the community's engaged, and the foundation that you've laid internally and externally to do that, I think, is just, for us, now just the way things will be. And so I think that as a school district, we are grateful, we're thankful, we're also proud of our staff and everyone who has supported you and will continue to lead in the model that you've left us here. And we're confident and proud of the direction of this school district and where we're going to go in the future because of the foundation that you've laid. And we're excited for our future. We're also excited for the future of Houston. I was trying to think of a new or some sort of funny Houston, you have a problem joke, but I'm not going to try to do that. To the extent Houston has a problem, they have some San Francisco values coming their way, and we think that's a good thing. So thank you, Richard. We're grateful for your service.
Thank you,
Steve. And good luck. Student delegates, sorry. I almost left you out.
Hello. So just kind of to echo what everyone has said, I personally want to thank you on behalf of the SFUSD students for having your service and, like, helping out the community, youth and families. But also I want to say for me personally, it's sad that I'm not going to be serving next to you this year, but I think I'll take it back. I'll take with me a lot from, like, your values, because many of them have you said, and also kind of like how my school goes by the say of be the change you want to be, and we're the ones we've been waiting for, and you show that strongly. And I think, as many of you guys said it, I'm very into social justice, and I think it's very important that you're going out there and showing them the change that has to happen. And I hope you make the most out of your time over there, and I'm going to be looking and learning a lot from your legacy that you have left.
I'd also like to extend a really big thank you to Superintendent Carranza for your leadership and your dedication to students and families in San Francisco. I've been in public schools my whole life, and just these past few years witnessing what you've done for the district is really heartwarming, and I'm honored to serve right now as the student delegate on your last meeting, and I hope you do a lot of great things in the future.
Thank you. All right. Item C, student delegates report.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, we're over it, Richard. Moving on. All right, Superintendent Carranza, I apologize.
You know, I don't blame you a bit, right? Peace out. we're going. I'm a little bit of a weepy mess over here, so I'm sorry about that. I want to thank you sincerely for all of your kind words. Everyone that has shared a little piece of your heart with me. And I have absolutely loved being part of the San Francisco Unified School District and being part of San Francisco and the community of San Francisco. And I'm extremely proud of the work that we've all done together, that this is really not about me. This is really about the work that's happening in our community and the ability of our community to come together, even when we disagree, to keep the bigger picture in mind. I do want to give some thanks, and it would be remiss for me not to thank my very first teachers, Simon and Dolores Carranza, may they rest in peace, who were both blue-collar workers, my father a sheet metal worker, my mother a hairdresser who never went to college, didn't know what it meant to go to college, My dad, the closest he got to college was he actually worked building the buildings at the University of Arizona and installing the sheet work, but never ever imagining his sons would one day go to college there and get a degree from that university. But they were my first teachers, and my dad always said the one thing you can never, ever, ever besmirch or stain is your name. And I am incredibly honored that you would honor me with your words, because, Dad, I don't think I've sullied your name today. So I want to thank my parents. I also want to thank my brother, my twin brother, Ruben. We're 4 minutes apart. We're identical twins. So if you see him in an airport and he doesn't say hi, it's not me, it's him. But Ruben and his husband, Jim. And I say that very proudly, his husband, Jim, because we've endured what has been a very difficult path for two individuals who actually love each other to be together. And I'm so grateful that I've been in San Francisco when, in the national conversation, that's been possible, that human beings can be together and be in love, and it's recognized by the state. And I'm just incredibly proud of that. I'm incredibly proud of my brothers. And I also want to thank Monique Garcia, who in the darkest days of my personal life has come in and been a bright light. And thank you for the incredible job that I'm about to take on. I can only do because I have your support. So I want to thank you. So with that, I want to say that by far, this has been the most incredibly talented team I have ever worked with. I've worked in 3 states, now 4, but 3 states, 3 different school districts. I've worked with lots of different teachers, paraprofessionals, administrators, and nowhere have I ever worked with a more talented, dedicated people that I'm going to remember. And I think it's important also to be very clear about the fact that we've together transformed what's happening in our system so that it is truly the equitable system that the founding fathers thought was going to be America, where everybody was actually going to have a shot. You've heard me talk a little bit about Thomas Jefferson and his idea of public education and the haves and the have-nots and, you know, the learned and the rubbish. And in many respects, when I came here 7 years ago, despite our best efforts and the best of rhetoric, right, beyond the talk, and we're not going to leave anybody behind, we're about social justice, we had semblances in our system which were continuously perpetuating a permanent underclass in our very progressive, enlightened community in San Francisco. And where it takes other communities decades to actually get to those beyond the words and actually start changing systems, we were able to accelerate that in San Francisco because this community truly believes that every student, every child should be educated in a public system, that you shouldn't have to go private to get a good education. That's the belief in San Francisco. And if you don't believe me, just look at the waiting list. Look at the enrollment process of parents wanting to get their students into the school that serves their child. I don't blame parents. You want to do right by your kids, and I'm incredibly honored that you see the right for your child in the San Francisco public schools. I'm incredibly proud that we've increased our graduation rates. I'm incredibly proud that we've led other districts across the country to recognize that an accountability system is more than just an English language arts and math score. It's not just that. It's about the whole child. It's about creative expression. It's about articulation. It's about feeling comfortable in a classroom. And we went beyond that, where we said, that's not how we're going to look at what we're doing. We're going to create an accountability system that everybody thought we were crazy about. But now guess what? The federal government's looking at our multi-tiered accountability system, and the state of California is looking at the core system. Why? Because it takes into account the whole child. I'm incredibly proud that this community, San Francisco's voters, have continuously gone to the ballot and supported our bond measures and supported our parcel taxes, not because they felt that the district was wasting the money, but because we were investing in the very things that are the heart of this community. A well-rounded education, a well-rounded experience in the arts, in PE, in libraries, in technology. That has been the ethos of this community, and I'm very proud to have been part of that community. I'm also proud of our Vision 2025. We talk about strategic plans, and we talk about what we're going to do today, but rarely do we talk about what we're doing today and how that's going to get us to our long-term vision. We have a clearly articulated vision that everyone has had a voice in developing. We know where we want to go. Our strategic plan now is going to help us get us to that vision. So I'm going to ask if there's anything that you would want to do going forward. As you look for your next superintendent, as you vote in your next board elections, keep Vision 2025 squarely in your sights. Because if we can graduate students that can demonstrate that graduate profile, we will have transformed public education, not in San Francisco, in the nation. That's how powerful that vision is, and the community has created that vision. I'm also very proud of the work we've done with our partners, including the mayor, including our board of supervisors, including our elected officials, who have transformed and sometimes actually taken positions in support of public education that is detrimental politically to them. But they've done it because it's important to the kids and it's important to our community, and they've taken the hits right with us. And I think we're starting to show the results of why that's important. So I'm very proud of that. I'm proud of our partners, the Salesforce, Zynga, all of our partners that have come to the table and said, we're not going to blame the district. We're going to work with the district. And we're going to be partners in creating the next leadership cadre in San Francisco, the next workers in San Francisco who can compete not with other San Franciscans for those high-paying jobs, but can compete with the world for those high-paying jobs right here in San Francisco. So I want to say thank you. The bonds that I've talked about are incredibly important to us. They are incredibly important because at this point, despite the increases and the meager increases at the state level, see, I'm on my way out, so I get to say this. Despite the meager increases at the state level of funding public education, we do not have the ability to charge more for the widget. We do not create widgets. We educate souls. So we can't increase our prices and garner more revenue. We are dependent upon what is allocated to us. So until the state starts recognizing that public education is an investment and not an expenditure on a line item, the citizens of San Francisco are going to have to continue to support what we want in our schools. It is not by accident that we have nurses, that we have social workers, that we have librarians, that we have athletic teams, that we have fine arts. It is not by accident. It is by the ballot that the San Francisco residents have gone to the ballot year and time again to ensure that we have that in our schools. So I want to make sure that that continues to happen. Just a couple more things. Never give a superintendent, but more importantly, never give a musician the mic because you never get it back. The other thing that I want to say is when I walked through the doors of San Francisco Unified very excited 7 years ago, I can honestly say I was appalled at how we looked and how we treated, and even in the vernacular and the vocabulary that we use to talk about students with disabilities in this district, where we talked about inclusion schools rather than inclusion classrooms, where we talked about the fact that if a student had a disability, they went to a certain school rather than the general education classroom, and that we had adults in our system that said, I don't work with those students. Now, can you imagine if an African-American or Latino child walked into a classroom and the adult in the classroom said, I don't work with those kids, they go to that classroom? That is exactly what we were doing in San Francisco, this enlightened, progressive city and school district. That is exactly what we were doing to students with disabilities through no fault of their own. So I'm incredibly proud that in 6 short years, we have completely transformed how we look and how we talk and how we think about students with disabilities. They are our children. They are our children. And the only thing that they have, which they never chose, was a disability that we as a system can help them overcome. So I'm incredibly proud at the work that our teachers and our paraprofessionals and our administrators, and quite frankly, this Board of Education has done to support hard changes. You see, that was the first litmus test. Do we have the wherewithal to actually take on a system that was systematically segregating students in our classrooms? And this Board of Education had the strongest backbone of any Board of Education I've ever worked for, because they said, absolutely, we're going to do it. And we're going to do an evaluation of ourselves. We're going to identify what we need to do. And we're going to hold ourselves accountable in a very transparent way to the entire community. And here we are 7 years later, and while we can pick apart the edges, this or that, or maybe more of this or that, this day, this enrollment season, every student with a disability had the full portfolio of schools in San Francisco Unified School District that they could apply to, that they could be admitted to, and that they could be successful in. That was not the case 7 years ago, and I am incredibly proud of our district for taking that on. I'm also proud of the fact that when the state of California said, through bureaucratic processes, to our students who were predominantly students with disabilities and English language learners, that you've given 4 years, you've met every requirement that this district has put in place to ensure that you get a diploma. And by the way, we've increased the rigor of our diploma because it's A through G aligned, which is far beyond what any other school district requires or most districts require for diploma. When we had hundreds of students that had met that bar, that our teachers, our professionals, our educators had said met the bar and had mastered the standards, and they had missed a CASE exam, which, by the way, was a 10th grade exam based on outdated standards, by 1 point, and our students then said, I'm ready to take the exam, and the state said, we're not going to administer it because we're going to save $7 million and give it in January and leave hundreds of students in the lurch. I am proud of the fact that this Board of Education said that's not going to happen on our watch. And we went rogue in true San Francisco fashion, and we awarded diplomas to our students because they met the standard, not an outdated standard. They met the standard. And for those students to be admitted to college and be accepted into college and not to have their admissions rescinded because now they had a diploma that they had earned, for those students that were waiting to get off juvenile probation because they needed to earn a diploma and they could earn their diploma and had earned their diploma, for those students that were the first graduates in their family, that family will never be the same because they now have a high school graduate. To all of those students, I say thank you. Thank you for letting us serve you. And I say to the Board of Education, thank you for having the backbone to say what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong, and we're going to stay with what's right. Just two more things. I'm also very, very proud of the fact that even in the most difficult of financial situations in the, what I will call, I wasn't alive for the last Great Recession, so I only lived through this one. We protected the classroom from the cuts. We decimated our central services. We decimated our professional development. And I take no pride as a superintendent or as a teacher or as an instructional leader in saying that, but we kept the cuts as farthest from the classroom as we could. And when things started slightly turning better, we gave, at the time, the largest raise of any urban school district in California to our hardworking educators in San Francisco. Double digits, 12%. Now, was that enough? Of course it's not enough. Of course it's not enough. But at the time, we stretched and we made it happen because our teachers, our paraprofessionals, our administrators had stuck with us, and we're going to stick with them. Let's not forget that we really are in this together. We really are in this together as we go forward, because there's no one with a secret bank account, including our interim superintendent. He has no secret account. We get what we get from the state, and it's very transparent. But I'm proud of this board for going forth and giving that raise. And finally, I'm going to say that I'm very proud of the fact that we have updated our wellness policy. And let's just say, as I've gone around and seen new schools and new policies, there is no more progressive, I would say, visionary policy around wellness and student health than here in San Francisco. Thank you for the lesson. Thank you for doing what you're doing. You will continue to be at the epicenter of innovation in public education. Keep it going. It's never been about me. It will never be about me. I just had the incredible honor, as a son of blue-collar, hardworking parents, I had the incredible honor of, instead of installing sheet metal on a roof in Tucson, Arizona, which is an honorable job, I had the incredible honor of being able to serve as a superintendent of schools in the San Francisco Unified School District, and I will forever be grateful and forever be thankful. And to my colleagues, both on the Board of Education and my colleagues in the field. The best is yet to come. God bless you. Thank you. And I will be your cheerleader from Texas.